Okay, so Sanhedrin, Pei Aleph, Amen, Aleph. Sanhedrin, Pei Aleph, Amen, Aleph. Okay, so we had a mission yesterday, just Chazar outside. The mission said someone was chai of two mises bezdin. He gets the more stricter punishment. And the, is that another good that word then?
Stricter, it works. Yes. But not
okay.
Either more strict or strict.
The, okay, whatever. He gets the more chomer the punishment. And the Gemara said the case is talking about Lamaskana, which he was already passing on him. And the Habmin was he may have been someone that should have been put to death, and he's a Gavra Katila, and you shouldn't give him the second Misa. Kamashra, and he gets the more strict punishment. Ba'imine, I'm holding right now on five lines after the Mishnah. Ba'imine Achua de Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Rav Bar Nosson. This Achua de Rav Yosef Bar Chama asked from Rav Bar Nosson. Mino HaMilsa, where do I know this din? The Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said, Mishnah is Chayiv Shtei Mises Bezdin, someone who is Mechayiv, he's required to get two Mises Bezdin, needs to become more. Where do we know he gets more Chomerdika punishment? And the case is going to be, like we said, we're Nigmar Dinai, even on the more Cal one. So whoever brings the Pasuk from Yechezkel, the next, more or less, this whole Amun is going to handle this section in Yechezkel of different psukim. So Pasuk says there, V'hoilid ben paritz, he will give birth to ben paritz, shoyfich dam, elaharim ochal, v'seishis rei otimei, v'elhagimulim nasa einav. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what's going on here. V'hoilid ben paritz, shoyfich dam, so that the first few words of the Pasuk, that's talking about besayif. He's chayiv someone shayfich dam, a ritzeach gets saif, gets harig. Es eishes reu timei zu eishes ish bechanik. That is, he's chayiv also for eishes ish, which is chanik. So far he has two verdicts on him already. He has saif and he has chanik. Vel hagilulim nasa einav zu avoydes kechavim. This is referring to avoydes zara. And what's that? That guy gets skila. Uksiv mois yumas dam of boy. Dam of boy, yeah, I guess it's part of the pasuk. The skilo. So what do we see? This guy had a whole bunch of stuff on him. He had sayif for killing somebody, and he had chenek for eshes ish, and he also had vayda zara. So what punishment do we give the guy? We give him skilo. That is the chara makar for this din of the Mishnah, that you get the more strict punishment.
What was the case that he did two Averas, two separate Maisim,
mm-hmm.
and Gemara Din on
Maisa A, which is Kal, say Maisa for Hereg, and then they did another thing.
He was taken to get Hereg, he did another Averas.
And make up any case you want.
No, I'm saying the Gemara Din was for that, right?
Right.
Paskin, he's getting Herod, right?
No.
So again, how was our answer yesterday? He was Bar Katila already.
The Havmin was he would be Bar Katila, and you shouldn't put any more
right.
Verdicts on this fellow.
Why don't we say that? I don't get it. Why don't we say that?
So you're asking on yesterday, how come we don't say he's a Bar?
If somebody kills that person, what's halacha?
He kills him. He could. His chayiv is going to be chayiv.
He's going to be. We had it. I think.
Ashibaya.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Down.
Okay. Look. Right.
He's chayiv. He's a
bar ketilah, though. Then for what? Is he patur mitzvahs? He has to wake up in the morning, put on tefillin. Vadia. Bar Katila is a lum. In this, it's a lum. It's more a lum nishtika thing. He's chayiv all mitzvahs in Torah. I mean, he's regular yid. Just punked. He has a sin in him. He's a Bar Katila. Bezin's going to kill him.
sure I remember what the halacha.
Okay, so basically we have a pasuk here from the Chatzal that there's like a proof that we see he gets the more strict punishment. The Gemara is going to say, L'chor, it's not. You can learn the pasuk differently. Mask of Lorav Nachman Mar Yitzchak. Ema Kulu V'Skila. We could say this whole pasuk, instead of talking about three different punishments, we could say
this.
Because it says, and the pasuk, Mais Yumas Dam of Bai. And that means it's Skila. So Rashi explained that anytime it says the Mayhem Bam, it always refers to Skila. Okay? Maskula Nachum Yitzchak, Ema Kulu B'Skila. I can tell you the whole pasuk is talking about Skila. Because why? V'hoi L'ben Paritz Shoyfich Dam. That's talking about Zeben Sarah Meir. For B'Skila. So the first case we said before, V'hoi L'ben Paritz Shoyfich Dam. That's a murderer. And he's going to get tied. No, here the Gemara is telling you, it's talking about the kid is going to end up being a Ben Sarah Meir. Where he gets skila. Eishis Rei Utimei Zunai Marasa. It's not Stama Eishis Ish, it's just Nai Marasa, which they get skila. Ve'alak Yilulim Nasa Einav Zuha Vaidz Kechav and the skila. That is also Vaidz Zara, that's going to be the same thing. Then he gets skila. So we see that. No, so you say, have to say how you kill the person, so the pasuk will continue on. Mais Yumas Dam Avai, he's going to get skila. He means he had three different chatayim that would land him skila, and that's what he's going to get. He's going to get skila. What's his point? That what?
You know the punishment, although he's a skila. So what else would you give him? You don't need the dam at the end. If all three punishments are skila, then what do you tell him? Obviously.
So what the figure would should the pasuk say? Should you say nothing? We don't know what to do. We have to tell them what to do. You have to say something. Okay, so beginning back to the Gemara. So MK, my Kamashman Yichaskel. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush Yichaskel? So I'm coming to tell you dinim, three different dinim of Ben Sari Mara, and Naam Rasam, and Avodah Zarah. Like, we already know that from the Torah. What is Yichaskel's greatest Chiddush? Maybe he is Yichaskel is like reviewing the Torah, similarly to Mishnah Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu reviewed the Torah. So Yichaskel here, he is giving you a quick review of the Torah. So Fakti Gemara, you can't say that, because why? Imkain iboy leila duri keiket the hadr Moshe Rabbeinu. Yichaskel should have said all the mitzvahs. Here he's picking on to either three separate ones, or they're all different mitzvahs, but there's a lot more mitzvahs in Mishnah Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu went over the whole Torah and he explained it. Now saying it over here, Yichaskel is only giving you three different mitzvahs. So if you tell me that he's just coming to chazer over, so he should chazer over the whole thing. So Elamai, from here's
I'll review something, right?
Okay.
It's either all or none. That's what it works.
If Yichaskel is coming to review something, he's going to review the whole. If you're telling me the reason why he's saying this is to review the whole Torah.
We're adding those words, the whole Torah, right?
You mask him.
No, I'm just saying, it's like saying, you know, Shabbos was given in Mora, right? When the Torah, Hashem gave it, said it over again, Har Sinai. What are you doing it for? You want to just review it? So give it to Mora. You know, you don't have a person wants to review something, because they just, I want to stress this, that's why I'm reviewing it, you know what I mean? Doesn't mean
you're just saying these are like the important things that he felt that he wants to go over.
He has his reason to do it. Doesn't mean I have to, you know.
It was long lines of time.
Right. These are three things that are cardinal. Whatever cardinal means.
I don't. I'm not sure. Okay, Dr. Rashi's over here. Minoha Milsom. It's right on top of Yecheskel Yud Ches, like two lines up. Minah Milsav Afei Av Dinim Mardin LaKala. Even though he had a Gemar Din and the more Kal Dikam Misa, still he's going to get the more Chamer Dikam one. The Skila, the Chol Demei and Bam Skila. Anytime it says the main bottom, it's referring to skila. He chamura, which is chamur. The eid the loy nigmar dina yikayim l'chein. If he never had a gemar din beforehand, well, it's a kral hashmina. We do not. The pasuk does not have to tell you that you give the guy skila, because if you're having a gemar din for the guy for skila right now, so the chayr is pashin. Ben sayer mayrev karile shayfich dam al shem shesayfay lishvayich. Why is he considered a shayfich dam? Because he's going to end up killing people later on in his life. Because Arminon, shayfim parshas drachim, he needs money, he's going to steal from people, etc., etc. The Adri Moshe, Mishnah Torah. Okay. That was Akan, that was the first, that was the one pasuk in Yecheskel, which Gemara wanted to learn out for all different mitzvahs that you're going to be chayiv, the more chum. The one thing we said, no, is maybe no right, because they were talking about the same misa in different scenarios of chiyuv skila. The Gemara is going to bring down now another pasuk, another two pasukim from Yecheskel in the same inyan over there. Darish Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Rav Acha Bar Chanina made a drash like this. My diksiv el harim loy achal. What does it mean in the pasuk? Did in Yecheskel it says he did not el harim loy achal. The first El Harim Le'achal means that he didn't use his father's chusim, which means he was a big enough tzaddik by himself. Sometimes you have a guy that needs chusim from his parents or grandparents to get to where he's got to go. This guy, no, he was a tzaddik enough that didn't need to come on to anyone's chusim. That is pasuk number one. The Einav Loi Nosam Al Gilule Beis Yisrael. And he didn't, the eyes didn't look on the Gilule Beis Yisrael. Shloi Halach the Kaiman Skufa. This means he was a big tzaddik that he didn't go the Kaiman Skufa. You could touch Kaiman Skufa either like he wasn't like a big Baal Gaiva. He wasn't, haughty. He didn't walk around like thinking the world's all his.
Which one was the Yecheskel or Ace?
We're talking about a person here Yechazkel is going to call a big tzaddik later on.
He means he's a ploni person, a stump person.
He's much more than
I mean that. I'm saying he's referring to this is the way a person should act.
A big tzaddik should act like this.
Or be considered a big tzaddik, this is what you should be doing, whatever.
Right. So then you just explain, Masha here explains this business of Gilulei Beis Yisrael, Gilulei Lashon HaVodah Zarah. Because the Gemara in, I think it's in Saita, he says over here, anyone that has Gassus Ruach is like he does HaVodah Zarah. So that's how you get the Dimyon from Kaimus Kufa of Gassus Ruach to Gilulei Beis Yisrael, Gilulei Lashon HaVodah Zarah. Okay, so that's thing number two he was doing. He was not a Baal Gaiva. That's Ashish Re'eu Le'Timein. What is that referring to? Shlo'yarad Le'umnes Chaveri. He didn't go into the business of his friend. It means he didn't take away his friend's business. Now, talking about a case here that even though there will be mutter to compete, and there are situations where it's mutter for a fellow to have a competing business with another person. Right?
Live in the same city.
Live in the same city, exactly. He got time to offer another city to open up, then he's not allowed. He's in the same city, so he could. So in this.
Sure.
Next door he could, I'm not sure exactly. He may have to have like a little difference in, but I'm not specific for that.
The law is very, very.
Yes, but so here we're talking about he did not even a situation where he had a psak that he could open up, he still did not open up. Because if we're talking about a case where it's usher, he's doing something usher, that's not a chiddush here. Okay, he didn't do something usher. We're talking about he did something that was mutter for him to do. He could have done it, but still, mice, he didn't do it. So now, how do you get the dimyon from Eishes Re'eu Le'Timei to Umnes Chaveri? So the Masha here explains that you always find the Umnes, the work of a person, is referred to a Isha. He has some different Mekairis from there. So therefore, the Umnes of Isha, the Umnes referred to Isha, so we can get to this comparison of opening a competing business. Okay, that was number three. Vel Isha Nida Le'Kirev. What is that? How's the Gemara going to darshan that? Shloim Nana Mikuba Shal Tzedakah. he did not get any, he didn't take any staka. That doesn't mean he didn't take any staka. If he's poor, so let him take staka. Well, why didn't he take staka? So either they explain that he's not, he pushed himself. He was just sad that he figured out something. Even though I'm really eligible for staka, he still did not want to take staka. Or they say that, talking about a gabbai staka here. A gabbai staka, if he wants to lend and borrow money for himself, and he's going to pay it back. But still, it's not like gemach money, so to speak. It's really staka money. So even there, he did not take staka.
Is that
mutter at all? So that they discuss down to the Heimdinger Pleiskin. Is it mutter if a gabbai staka? Let's say he has money, he's in charge of the pushka every day, and he needs $3 for place to buy a snack or something. Well, he knows for sure he's going to pay back the next day. So, Yeshayim, yes, Yeshayim, no, you have to. What are you saying?
The money was not a gemach money.
Right, if it's gemach money that's meant to be lent out, staka money. Gemach and staka are two different things.
You know, so this is money that. Supposed to go to an ani, and he's delaying giving it to him.
Well, no, he knows. So they explain that he knows the ani is not coming till the next day, so he'll have it from the next day. And
yeah, but I thought any transaction with tzedakah, I thought it has to have with two people.
What?
I thought any transaction with a ani, with a gabbai, whatever, has to be with two people.
What does that mean, two people?
Two people, one person cannot make any decision because it's too prone for stealing or...
I mean, the two people have to be sign off on, like, say, the check or something like that?
That's exactly what it meant, yeah. Or anything to do with it. You just can't have one person. It's too tempting.
Okay, say the two people, say lending to each other, they're both signing off on a loan for another guy. You can make any hechtensi you want. Okay, so now, so we have all these, this is what, if the guy does all these things, so then he's called Iksiv Sadik Hu Chai Yichya. This fellow is going to be called now a Sadik and he's going to surely live. Okay. Shaya, when Gamliel Magil Mikrazeh, when Gamliel came to this pasuk, Haya Baichi, he started crying. Vamar, and he said like this, Man the Avi Lekulu the Chayim Minai Loi, which means he was bothered by the fact that in order for him to be called a Sadik, he's got to do this whole list of stuff. It means he didn't rely on any Chus Avos, and he didn't take any Staka any case any way you want to learn. Or he didn't yard umnus chaveres. That's like a tall order in order to be called a tzaddik. It's like a long way to go for a regular person. Gamliel's nervous about.
Tzaddik,
right, so he's going to live. Okay, so he's tzaddik.
He's going to
be right.
To live,
right. That's what's bothering him. It's a lot of stuff here. It's a lot of musas for him to learn before you get to this element of living. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara answers it. Amalei Rav Kiva. So Rav Kiva said back to him, Elameata. It says, by a raise, al titamu b'chol eile. You should not be mitama yourself in all of those, all these raise that the list over there. Hachanami b'kulu in b'chad minay uloi. So here also you're going to tell me that he has to do all of them, and doing only one of them is going to be mutter. If you're telling me that when the Torah gives you a whole list over there, you have to be mekayim all of them, and if you don't mekayim all of them, you're not. So here also, you're going to tell me that it means as long as you can't do all the rites. Let's say you do one of them, so then you could, because it's don't do al titamu b'chol eile. The Gemara b'chol eile means doing all of them. Let's say you guy does one erva. Then he's allowed to do it? It doesn't make sense to say. You can't say that. Means he did. You cannot even do whatever. So in order to be called a tzaddik, as long as he is mekayim one of these different things, like the pasuk said, either it's mekayim eskufa or yarbum chaveri. As long as he does. He excels in one of these things, So that will be enough to be considered a tzaddik and he will live. But he does not have to take a do every one of them to be a tzaddik.
Meaning he'll be called, how do you tie to that? He will be called a tzaddik and live, or he will, what does that mean? Or if he doesn't do it, he will die? No. It means he will be called a tzaddik. He'll be called a living tzaddik instead of a plony, a regular tzaddik, a person. What's the point? If he doesn't do it, what happens to him?
You read the pasuk because Yeshua, he's not going to live. This guy is going to be Chai Yichya. Anyone else who's not a tzaddik will not be Chai Yichya.
He will not be Chai Yichya as a tzaddik. But he'll still live, right? Or not?
He's going to live. There's plenty of Rishayim in this world that are living, right?
I understand that. So what's the point here is, if you want to be called a tzaddik, you have to do one of these three things. That's the point.
Right.
And if you're not going to do it, you'll live, but you just won't have the name tzaddik. That's the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it says, the pasuk says, tzaddik hu chai yichya. The Gemara before brought down the pasuk. At the end of that pasuk, it says, Tzaddik, you see it over there? Okay, let's see Rashi. Yeah, I don't know how you know. Do your best. Do your best to do mitzvahs and accumulate as much as you can, and you hope you don't need them.
It's something that only
after the fact. You're right. And how does the guy know if he's not a Baal Gaiva? Come as Kufa. Maybe what you're doing is really a gaiva, and you think it's not gaiva.
One person
maybe lives, and one person. Right, one guy walks around, and one guy, that's the guy for him, and then another guy's not gaiva. It's depending on the. I don't think it's a straight. Look, Rashi, Elohorim Loy Ochal. I'm like halfway down the oven. Sefer Dekra, the end of the pasuk says, Sadiku Chay Yuchia Loimar. Tell you that tzaddik gomer. This is a tzaddik gomer. Va'korach mishum loyaver hani lav tzaddiku. Since the guy didn't do all these, va'korach mishum loyaver hani lav tzaddiku. Im avar averus acheres. If he does averus acheres, the other averus, we know for sure he's not a tzaddik. El lav kemash musim midrus. We're darshening like the mashmas. El aharim loyachal shloy nitzarich l'schus avoysav. He didn't need the schus avoys. Since he's a chassid, shloim nana mikufas shalftakam, shudaver gnai l'adam hagin. It's a disgrace for a person who is a upstanding in the adam hagin. Okay, so akan that agav the gemara. Getting back to the Mishnah, had a din from machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Tana Kama. The Mishnah said if someone did an avera that's chayv two mises, so he has the chamura. He would give him the chamur one, the more chamur the aish. Rabbi Yosi said, "No, you give him whatever misa was passing on this guy first. That's what he is going to get, and we don't care if it's more chamur or less chamur. That's his thing." So talk to Gemara. So Avar Veira Tanya looked at a price. Ketzar Amar Rabbi Yosi. In what case did Rabbi Yosi say is in? And need the mizikiri shayin habal of. That he gets the first punishment that came on him. So the case is over here. Chamoisai, Vinasizaishish. He marries a lady. So this lady's mother is his mother in law now. That's the Chamoisai. Now, when he married his wife now, his mother in law was not married. She was an Amana. Okay? So right now, she's a plain Amana. But she, for him, relationship to this son-in-law, she's a mother-in-law. For everyone else, there's no issue. For him to her, there's a din of being a chamoisei, and that gets sreifa. And then later on, she gets married, so she turns now into a eshes ish also. So she started being just a plain chamoisei, which is iser. Sreifa, and now when she gets married later on, she's going to get the din now of also being Eishes Ish. So for her,
what is
Eishes Ish Chenik, yeah. So Zika Rishon over here, when he first got married, the first mitzvah possible would have been Sreifa. Since she's not married. Since she's not married, she doesn't have dinner of Eishes, all she has dinner of Chamaisli. So in that scenario, Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that you're going to get a Sreifa. Okay. So let's say the case would be Eishes ish. So let me backtrack here. So Chamoisa v'nas Eishes ish, when she's not an Eishes ish and she's a regular Chamoisa v'nas Eishes and she gets married later on, so needs a Chamoisa. So then you'll get Isser of Chamoisa, which is Sreifa. Eishes ish v'nas Chamoisa. Let's say she was already married. She's married for 30 years before the son-in-law gets married to her daughter. And now the son-in-law gets married. So now she's the Eishes ish plus Chamoisa. So what came first? Eishes-ish. So therefore she's going to get Eishes. She's going to get the Isser. He will get the Isser for Eishes-ish, which is Chanuk. So neither may Eishes-ish. Okay. Straightforward so far. Amr layer of Adavar Avol the Ravam. Fact of Adavar Avol the Ravam. Chamoisa v'nasas Eishes-ish. In the case when she's a regular Chamoisa without being Eishes-ish and then she turns later on to Eishes-ish, leave him a Chamoisa. The thing is, you get the Isser of Chamoisa. Fact to Gemara, right, that's clear. That's the given din, that you get Chamoisa, because Chamoisa is first on the list, and we don't care if it's Chamer or not Chamer. In this case, Punk is more Chamer, but in other case, it wouldn't be more Chamer. So now, fact to Gemara, leave the Nami on Isser Eishes-ish. It should also, the Gemara is saying, besides the Isser Chamoisa, she should also get the Isser Eishes-ish. Because why? There's a klal here. The Amar Avo Moedir Rabbi Yosi Isser Meiser. Rabbi Yosi is Moedir Isser Meiser. We need to explain this a little. Normally we say ain't Isser Chal Isser. You have two Yisurim. One Isser cannot be Chal on another Isser. But in the case of Isser Meiser, is Isser
more people?
We're gonna have to explain what exactly is Isser Meiser. So in Isser Meiser, we do say Isser Chal Isser. So here, when she was, let's take the case of mother-in-law. She's a regular mother-in-law. She's not married to anybody. So when he marries, Reuven marries her, this lady's daughter. So Reuven to his shviger, it's a mother-in-law. It's Isser Chamoisa, and you're gonna get, it's only Asr to him. To everybody else, this lady is not Asr. The lady's not a mother-in-law, only to his son-in-law. So the ganze world, if someone's mzana with this lady or lives with this lady, it's not gonna be Isser Chamoisa. Now when she gets married, and she has now Isser Eishes-ish, Isser Eishes-ish is Moisif. To the whole world now, everyone has Isser Eishes-ish, right? Not only to the son-in-law now, it's also now to every other person, because she's Eishes-ish. So now, since she's Eishes-ish now, so that was Moisiv Yisurim onto the whole world. So when you have Isser, that's Moisiv Yisurim onto other people, besides this person here, besides the son-in-law, there's going to be other people involved that are getting potential Yisurim to this lady. So there, that is called an Isser Moisif, and that Pashas Rabbi Yossi for sure holds that Isser Moisif, you do say Isser Chal Isser, and you'll be able to put, you'll be able to give the guy these two, we'll see, two Unchim or two Karbonis, depending on the situation. That is what an Isser Moisif is. Is that clear?
Even logically, why does that, this person's going to be getting two Isurim, right?
Right.
But logically, there was no real lumpness to it.
So Rashi says that the Migu that's Chal on everybody else, it's the Eishes Ish, it's going to be Chal also on him. Even though he already had the Isser Eishes Ish in his deck of Isser Chamoisei.
Right. So
what's the problem?
No, I'm saying you have a. That's Chamoiso is there.
Chamoiso is there from before.
It's
only for him, it's only relevant to him.
Which means it's more stark, only for him.
Okay, you want to call it stark? Fine. Yeah.
It's only for him, and no one else has that problem. Well, he does.
Right. Let's make it stark. It means that's just the mitzvah that he has it.
And it's more chamor.
Right.
Okay. So we're gonna say, but everybody else now a new thing's coming, right?
Right.
Because
so since
it's coming. So, well, that's a good lumpus to say, oh, so everyone else is getting it, you deserve it. It's the opposite. I don't get it because I'm already way up there already.
No, but that's a lumpus. The Isser of Isser, the way Mr. Meisiv works, since it's Meisiv other things, or other people, there, in this case, we other people, well, Gantz is up now, it's us, it's Isser Yishizish, so we'll throw it in on this guy also.
It's not just so. It's the order that it's describing that it takes precedence. It's a more. Ish takes precedence over commotion.
No, I don't know who's getting what the Isser they're going to get, but it's Shaykh, the Isser is going to be Chal. Yeah, Isser could be Chal on the person.
Right. But they're both Chal at the same time.
They're not Chal at the same time. One is Chal. The Isser Chamayt is when he gets married to his wife, and Isser Eishish could be 20 years later.
Yes, of course, but right. But he didn't do anything until 11 years later.
Right. In the Chanami. A case of.
Can you send the Moses thing again?
Yeah, no problem. Isser Moses is, you have, the guy has one Isser on him. You understand how he only has a mother-in-law Isser? He gets married to a lady. Lady's Almana. She's divorced, whatever situation.
Right.
And he gets married to his wife.
Yes.
Now his mother-in-law is Asaf's mother-in-law. So if anyone else lives with his mother-in-law,
not a problem.
So now his mother-in-law goes and gets married to somebody. Regular normal marriage, the Zivik Sheni, whatever it is.
Afterwards.
And they get married afterwards.
Yeah.
So now, who is Asaf to live with his mother-in-law now? The whole world. Because why? Because Isser Eishizish. So since it's being Chal, the Isser Eishizish is being Chal in that whole world over there, then we'll say, since it's the meager that it could work for everybody else, so we'll throw it in on this guy also.
So who gets the mechanic?
Well, so when you want to know what type of misi is he going to get?
What is the change?
Well, the Gemara is going to discuss in a second what it changes. I'll tell you right now, it's going to change for Gabi Karbanis. You have two Karbanis. Bishagi. Misi is the only one misi you give the guy. But for Karbanis, we'll see it's relevant. Okay? So for the Gemara, so that was the question. The Chayyah, why are you telling me that you get, you're only going to get for Chamoisei, not for Eishizish? The Chayyah, this is the Isser Moisev, since the Isser Eishizish is being Moisev on everybody else. So, it should work for, it should be over here also. Now, Isser Kailo, just to speak out, just to wrap some people should just know, Isser Kailo is, let's say you have a case of Nevela. Nevela, people can't eat it. Okay, animal that died, it wasn't geshefted. It's a nevela. So now it's a nevela, and then on Yom Kippur, and it comes in Kippur time. So now Yom Kippur, you can't either eat, but it's not being everyone before was usher in this nevela. Nevela, everyone in the room can't eat nevela here. Snapshot, it's a personal thing like chamoisei. Nevela is usher to everybody. So now I had Yom Kippur that comes along also and says I can't eat anything, but it also says I can't eat this nevela. So that's just being, it's adding on Isurim onto this piece. It's not adding any more Isurim to everybody else. Right? It's just adding on this piece, besides having a Isur of Nevela, it's also going to have a Isur of eating on Yom Kippur. That's called Isur Koyla. That's like the classic case of Isur Koyla. Isur Moisiv is your Moisiv, more Isurim to more people. And Isur Koyla is, I'm just adding on Isurim onto this thing. But the Gabi, every person here is the same Isser. No one changed, really.
Is the Eidish on both the same?
Well, eating a nevela is one thing, and a lav or whatever, and eating kippur is courage, potentially.
Right.
So, but that would be Isser, Ein Yisrachal Isser, then.
But, the Ein Yisrachal Isser, so you don't say that's not called Moseph because you're being Moseph more.
Yeah, but you're not getting any more people.
I understand the people part.
You're saying you're adding more Yisurim, that should be Moisef? That's
right.
Not how Moisef works. It's not what Moisef is.
I thought Rabbi Lechachila said there are different ways of tightening up what Moisef meant. I thought you said.
So you can have to, I was saying there's different scenarios. There's a Gemara in your mom that has like a blot and a half of different cases of.
But is this not considered Moisef because even though you are adding more Oynish? You're adding a more Chamerdik Oynish. That's not considered Moisef.
Because, but you already have the Isser on you from before. Moisiv is not a, you see, you're getting me, Moisiv is not an issue of Chamer the Gainish or not. Moisiv is more people. So in Kippur, it's us to everybody before, it's us to everybody now also. Nothing changed for other people.
is it correct? Does it look like in here that the question is not which is more severe, which is not? But the question is, does the second prohibition actually apply at all?
Right. Exactly.
Does it apply
right.
At all? Why would you think it wouldn't apply?
Because ain't a chal iser. You can't have one iser being chal and another iser.
How did? Well, in this case, that's not so. So how did what? Had
what do you mean, son?
In other words, when he cohabits with his mother-in-law, who's also an Ashish,
right?
He's over on two Isurim at the same time. You don't say he's not over on two Isurim.
No, let's say there would be a sheet that even by Isur Maisis, you don't say Isur Chalasi, he's only ever one. Because it ain't Isur Chalasi, you can't have one Isur, you can Chal in the second one.
Whatever happened to this thing that...
So I'm just wondering, how does that apply? Because we hear in this case of the Nevela and Yom Kippur, you say he's... The Nevela came first.
Right.
You don't say, but you say in that case it was only...
If you hold that it's Isur Kailo, and ain't Isur Chal is this, you only be Chayiv for the Nevela. I think in the eating the veil's alive?
No, I'm saying if he's just the veil in Yom Kippur.
But he's not a great guy, he's being over, but no, when he went to Zin. Is he can also get kares because he's eating it?
Yes.
Then if you hold it in Yom Kippur, it's just that Isser can't be chal there.
Well, that's asking, if you hold, but what's the halacha?
I don't know, though, you have to check. Check the Shulchan Aruch.
What we're having to think of, the Gemara always says, oh, we have this for la'avor Allah b'shnei la'avim. We had a committee.
Right.
How does that work?
You want to know, how does it work?
If ain't
it's a chal iser.
How ain't it's a chal iser? What's the b'chor for that? I don't know if you're testing with this.
The most perfect ain't it's a chal. The Gemara in Chul later. I don't remember offhand what exactly is it. Pasuk or Svar? I don't remember.
But lav or lav b'shnei lavin. How does that work? I mean,
that's what we're talking about. More obvious.
Right. So you're over like five at a shot here. So
that's because it's intrinsic. They're all the same.
Simultaneous doesn't make it that it's not. First of all, the Rashi or the Rivon over there, he has a whole hakdama to that sugya. Why? How you get around? I don't remember. I'll check out later. How you get around? It's Isser Chal Isser over there. If I'm not mistaken, his hakdama. I don't remember what the tarot is, but he. But still, even though it comes together, ain't Isser Chal Isser doesn't say, well, even though it's together, we don't. We're going to let it be chal.
The mother-in-law and the Ashish are separable, obviously separable, because they occur separately in time. Whereas man is man.
Right. So let's say she would be married with it. Let's say she would be married, and she would be Ashish by the time she's become Moshe there. So then that would be.
Then you go to the most severe punishment.
The most severe punishment. Right. Okay. Fine. Check. I'll have to get back to you on that end. So the more the answer is here. Amrle on top of Pei Alpha Maze. Amrle Ad the Bering, betray Katli say, like fine. You want to tell me that he's over both, but the bottom line is, you can't kill this guy twice. He's chayiv one misa, and you'll be chayiv for the first one, because that's what came there first. Rashi's gonna explain. Let's say he did it b'shoygi. Here we're talking about the chivim misa. Let's say the shoygi, it was a iser moisif from chamoisif down towards the eshizish. So in that case, in a chanami, you're going to be chayiv two chatois. Because iser, we'll say iser chal, iser there, and it would work. So basically, the Gemara's answer is you're right. Iser chal, iser for shoygi, it's going to work. But for misa, it's very nice, iser chal, iser, but you can't kill the guy twice. So you'll give him the first punishment that was eligible for him. Dr. Rashi, the Zikri Shainam, on Pei Alpha Manalf. The first Isser that he had to stay away from, Belifrish Menu, and to be punished from it. Who needed? That's what he gets punished. Avaloi Bisser Habal of Achra, not the Isser that comes afterwards. Avavishu Chomer, even though it's more Chomer. The Kasavar of Yasi, Ainisser Chal Isser. Yasi holds Ainisser Chal Isser. Vafibu Chomer Alakal, even a Chomer unto a Kaldik Isser. Hello, ain't catch day mises. So there are no two mises here. Kamoisa v'nasis eses ish. Kagoy nasa bas almana. He married a daughter whose mother is the almana. V'nasra ima, and his mother now, this girl's mother, is also mishlum kamoisa. V'akakaf nasis. And then this lady, his mother-in-law, gets remarried. V'nasra mishlum eses ish. And now she turns asra as eses ish. Nidim mechamura. He gets the more strict one. The Sreifa, he kodem, he kodem. The Sreifa l'maisa was first. Avim ha'isa eshetish. Let's say she originally was eshetish. Didn't ask his chamoisa, and then she turned chamoisa. Hoyol kishinasa bita. Now when he married her daughter, kfar ha'isa zu asura, she was ready asura love to him mishlum eshetish. She's ready asura from eshetish. So sulay chayel ister chamoisa. The ister chamoisa cannot be chal. Aisir Eishish. And Aisir Eishish, they need an Elba Chenek. You can only get Chenek. Even though Sreif is more common. Damar Avo, this is the Gemara's question. Say Isra Maisiv. Damar Avo, Bivam is Prek Dal Arachim. Moider, Vyasi, Bisra Maisiv. Vyasi is Moider, Bisra Maisiv. Umechadish Dover Alisha Azoyos. And it's Mechadish telling this lady, Lesser but Dover Chadish. Lesser Amishaloy Haisa Surala. To ask her, and someone that she wasn't also mitchila from the get go. Kugoyin hachem. In our scenario, kishahoisa amana, she was amana. He chamoisa, and it also his mother-in-law. He says sur loy mishum chamoisa. It was also to him at chamoisa. Umutaris lechalam. But on the other hand, it's mutter to everybody else. Ukshinas eishesish, when she turned to eishesish, hoisa ba hashem hazeh iser shasu lechalaylam. Now she there was moisif on her. A iser to the whole world of Eishes Ish. Tichi hagam in this scenario, moider Beisi, the iser chal iser. Beisi is moider iser chal iser. Why? So Rashi tells you, migu dechay la kuli alma. Since it's this iser of Eishes Ish is chal and everyone else, shoyisim mutaris lahem anachshav. It was mutter to them until now. So melechav nami ahayt chal iser Eishes Ish and the son-in-law. Even though it was already usher from the beginning. Okay, so the more answers, it says Amalei Adabri Pe Alpha and Beis Rashi Adabri betrayed Captain Katalei the Tamiya. So he says Emes Shachal Shteim Love. I'm talking masking to you that there are two Yisurim that are chal on this lady. Vaveir Sheishba Shteim Mises who need the Chamura and the Taka get the Chamura. Now, how could you say that you're going to get also if Eishes Ish? Are you going to kill this person twice? When does Rabbi Yossi say that Eishes Ish is chal? Only when they did it b'shoigi. So there you be chay is two chatois. But Mashenkin in the case of Isser Moises, so Rabbi Yossi is going to be Moida. I said it wrong. I said the Gemara. I said that you're going to get the first Zikir Rishayna. No, the news is you're going to get the more Chamadika one. So in a case where it wouldn't be Isser Moises, so then you would only get the Zikir Rishayna. But in the case where it's Isser Moises, so then you get the Chamadika one. Mashenkin, if it's a Shoigig, so then Shoigig you get two Karbanas. You have to bring two karbanos. That's the.
Is now on a basis. What's the kashin? The kashin is on the basis of chayef. Even if it's Moses. Where's the kashin now?
The question on an aleph was by the case of chamoisai benasis eishes ish. You should say that it's iser moisif, and you should get. Well, how many did you get? Both. The one says both doesn't make any sense.
Why?
How are you killing the person twice? You half Sreifa,
no,
half his body Sreifa, and half...
Because if he deserves twice,
yeah,
which was hope basis, and he gets one Oynish, he's still going to have a nice day and have a bad hair day upstairs.
Okay.
Won't he? He has two Yisurim. And here we only
right, okay, so what?
So what's wrong with both from Mason? It's still going to be a problem.
We're not handling Ben Shemal. That's the Ben Shemal thing. That's not for us to get involved in. Yeah.
You go by which one went first, or you go by the wrong comment.
So it depends on the situation. If it's going to be Isser Moisiv, and only in case of Chamoisiv, I mean, she turns to Eishes Ish, they're going to give them the more common to go on. That's really also going to be really not relevant, because it's the first one anyways there. But if you could get me a case of Isser Moisiv, I'm not sure what the case would be. You have Isser Moisiv where the second Isser is more common, the second Isser would be straight, would be common than the first one in punishment, then you're given the second one. Eishes Nash Chamoisa is not, if she's originally Eishes Ish, then she turns to Chamoisa, it's not Isser Moisa. You're not being Moisa, by him being Chamoisa, it's not being, by now, him to her being Chamoisa, it's not, not no, for the whole world, it's not relevant. If she's Eishes Ish,
the mother-in-law,
yeah. And then he marries her daughter. So now for the son-in-law, no, where's the Moisa? Where are you being Moisa? No, in the beginning, everyone's asked for Eishes Ish. Everyone's asked for this lady. Everyone's asked for this lady for Eishes Ish, right? She's married Eishes Ish. She has a daughter that's getting married. So now the son-in-law is asked to his mother-in-law Chamoisa, but it's only for the son-in-law. So it's not Moisa for everybody else, right? You got it.
So if she was married, he got married to her daughter.
No,
she got divorced and she got remarried.
Still, you look at what when those two Surim came from the beginning, the Isser Eishes was there first.
Yeah.
So now you know Eishes, fine. But
the whole world, when
so you want to say now that it should be weiter a Isser. So in that case, it's going to be a Isser Moisiv potentially. So what's going to be the nafkamina in the verdict then? And then he goes in the design with his mother. Also, 1 second. So if you tell me Zikri Shaina, it's Eishes Ish there, but it's going to be the Chomer. You're right, you're going to get Sreifa there. You're giving the Chomer the Gainish. Right? You can't get two Mises, you can't.
You give the
Chomer. By Isser Moisiv, you give the Chomer. But by for Shoygig, you'll be Chai two Korbanos. Okay? Zok Mishnah Vayter, Misha Laka Vishana. We're going to discuss now. This next sugi is going to be a discussion of Kippa. Before we said that Rehuda held that they get if the either Reseach, depending on how you learn the case, or the Shvar, and they got mixed in, you put them in the Kippa. Kippa is that little like a holding pen. That you just stuff the person with food, and then he ends up just dying. Mishalaka Bishana, someone who did a Isser Malkus, and he did it twice. So then after the third time, we'll see in the Gemara exactly how many more times he have to do it, but if you're just reading the Mishnah Kefshuta, he did an Aveir that's Chai Malkus once, twice, and then either on the third time, he does this Aveira, Bezin Machnis Nais of the Keeper. Bezin puts him in this Keeper room, Umachil Nais and Sirim, and they give him the Sirim, Atcha Kreisle Mispakas, until his stomach explodes. Now, the Indian Sirim, I just saw last night, that I always thought Sirim just expands on your stomach. That was one reason I always thought. But then they say Sirim is out a Michael Behema from like the Saita. So you're trying to show the guy you're also a bad person. That's why the Sirim symbolizes this carbon chatos. Kuk Rashi, Mishalaka Vishana, Shalaka Shtei Pamim, Al Shtei Aveiros. He got two Malkus and two different Aveiros. We're going to also have to see in the Gemara if it's two separate Aveiros or it's going to be the same Aveir. He keeps on doing the same Isser Malkus over and over and over again. So Dr. Gemara, Mishum Delaka Vishanam, Bezin, Kais Menaisa Lekipa, like, what's good? Just because he does two Aveiros twice in a row, all of a sudden we're locking him up and killing him? Like, what's going on here? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Hacha B'Malkish L'Krisis Eskinan. We're talking about not sound the case of a regular Malkus where a guy did an Isser where he would get Malkus with no other Yisur Meval. The case would be with case of Karis. Now every Karis gets Malkus with it. So here he did a few Chai V'Krisis, so the Bezin Shomayel is going to take care of him anyways. So Gemara explains the Gavra Bar Katalu. He's really a Bar Katalu. It means Hashem didn't get, no, I shouldn't say like get around, take care of him, but Hashem didn't kill him off yet. Wasn't his time didn't come yet. So he did a bunch of chayv increases, and the kivin to come of vater lenafshe, since his nefesh is like a hefkerveld, since he does all these averis, he doesn't care about himself. Makriven le kadle lave, we bring his ending closer. We'll do God's job quicker, so to speak. That's the chiddush over here. And who says they want?
What? Right.
So he keeps doing it. So we see the guy doesn't care about getting killed. So we'll just, you know, save God the hassle. That's what you're saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. But it, the Gemara is shver. This Gemara really doesn't. It's shver. No, Gemara Makis. Mishnah Makis. Mishnah Makis says once the guy got Malchus, even for chayv increases. Right, Potter. He's a good fine yid. So, what's that? That's the plate?
It's
okay. But still, there's a sheep that holds your Potter.
Right, absolutely.
So, what's the Gemara getting all bent out of shape out of here? He did three things. Every time he didn't, he was either, let's say he ate, it was Chalev, or he's either Pesach, or something like that. He's coming from Pesach. So they smacked him up right afterwards. So once he did that, so he should be potter. I don't remember this word, the tariff that I saw here. 1 second. Right. So the answer is over here that it's only when he does tshuva. If just getting malchus is not enough. He has to do tshuva with it. Here he's doing it over and over again. He's showing he doesn't care. So in Echlan, you want to tell me if the guy is over chashram and kares? He by mistake he ate a product on Pesach that he thought it was kosher and does tshuva. Then an embezzin gave him malchus for it. So fine, so then he's pucked. But if a guy keeps on going and showing that he's a bargain, he doesn't really care. So then maybe it's a mishmul center. Such something so chomer, a guy's not doing like I guess Bezel, first of all, like Bezel knows what the score is of the guy. They can figure out if the guy's Tama Varian or by mistake. There's ways how to tell, right? It's okay, we're not talking about Sama. Bezin knows if the guy means it or he's not, you know? It's just
irrelevant what the guy means. Bezin is simply concerned with action. There you go. There's no psychologist on there. So, the Mike is. No, but the outward set, the event itself. Is the guy keeps doing it. Now, this is taken as a simon, they didn't do tshuva. It's not a pretty reliable one, but they didn't do tshuva in the first place. However, as far as the interior psychology, that wasn't the first.
That's different, isn't it?
The fact that the guy says I did tshuva.
We're talking about. Yeah, I'm saying, just because the guy's doing tshuva, you know, but he keeps on doing it. So Bezin says, you know, keep on doing it. We don't keep doing tshuva. We're gonna have to be mekarav your misa. We're helping society. You want to say that? Or we're helping God. What do you want to say? Let's just finish this.
Before we said Shlo Yivra, first time we ever had jail as a
punishment?
Yeah.
No. So what about it?
Before I thought it was Koshin was Shlo Yivra.
There's Koshin, the Yivra, and then they're locking him up in the Kippa. Let's get the two dots here, and then we can discuss this. So Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Techlapta, Rabbi Yaakov told to Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Techlifa to Azbrach, let me come in Mazbrach to explain to you. But Malki Shekaris Achaz, which means he keeps on doing the same, he keeps on eating Chametz on Pesach time and time after time after time. Alvashal Shtayim Shalish Kriyos, let's say you have a whole different, He does Itzer of Chelev, and then he does another Itzer of Pesach, different. He just does a bunch of random Isuri Karases. Isuri the Kataim. He wants to just taste different. The reason why he's doing it, he wants to just taste different Isurim. Just try him out. In that case, he's not such a. He doesn't not such a mavater on his nefesh. He's not such a. Doesn't make himself so hefker. So in that scenario where he does a bunch of different Isurim of Chayav Krisus, then we do not put the guy in the kippah. Let's see Rashi. I'm not sure if I said Rashi. In the Mishnah, Mishalaka Vishana, Shalaka Shtei Pama Shtei Averis. Some two different Averis. Rashi and the Gemara, Shal Krisus, Lav Sheish Bekaris. Lav Sheish Bekaris, Vihitzibur Lamalkus. And he warned him from Malkus. The Gabra Bakatalu, Bidei Shemayim Yichusu. They're going to do Karis to Shemayim. He's not, his misa wasn't close yet. The mafkir atzmi averis. He's mafkir himself do averis. Shakaris achas. Shavar oisa aver atzmi shalish pamim. He's over one avera a bunch of times, three times. Al shtayim loikim. And the two first times he gets malchus. Uvishlishi is yachnisu the kippah. They put him in the kippah. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow. Mm-hmm.